time now for the business news with Nona Peltier, who's in our Auckland newsroom. Kia ora, Nona. A growing number of well-established bank customers are frustrated. What's this reason? What's going on here?
Well, they're frustrated with a lot of paperwork, and that's associated with anti-money laundering laws. That's the Anti-Money Laundering and Counterfeiting Finance of Terrorism Act, better known as AML. Well, it creates a lot of extra paperwork, and a lot of well-established banking customers are like wondering, why are we being questioned like this? It generated 140 complaints to the Banking Ombudsman last year, and it's set to more than double this year as the frustration grows. For example, there was a complaint from an older couple who had been bank customers for more than 30 years at the same bank, and they were asked by an email to provide further evidence of their identity, proof of address, and so on. Well, anyways, they thought it was a scam, so they ignored it. Anyway, fast forward. Series of miscommunications later, ultimately, their bank account was frozen, causing huge inconvenience. Now, it's set to get a little bit worse because from December, we're going to have a new piece of legislation called, well, it's actually one that's already existed, the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act. Now, when that reform takes place from December 1, you're going to have to provide a whole lot more information. And there is an issue there about financial inclusion, because it means that some long-time banking customers may find themselves struggling to get the credit they once used to get.
Certainly frustrating. So the Property Council thinks 25,000 new build-to-rent homes could be built within 10 years. It certainly sounds good. What's it going to take to actually make that happen?
Well, they're really two things. They're looking for some relaxation in barriers to investment, basically through the Overseas Investment Office. They want some reform there to encourage that type of investment in New Zealand. The next thing they want is to reclassify build-to-rent homes in the same sort of way that they do for retirement villages, and so that there's a special treatment for them, that they become a separate entity and they have their own tax treatment and so on, which would encourage more investment. And the council is saying that, you know, if they get going now, more than 6,000 units could be built in the next 2 years, never mind the 25,000 over the next decade.
We need those houses. Thank you, Nona. Any updates on the markets today?
Well, always have an update for you. Let's see. The top 50 index, it dropped about 0.25% today. That was a 33-point drop to 13,093. Now, the New Zealand dollar has also pulled back a bit after hitting a five-month high against the U.S. dollar yesterday. It's trading at 71.7 U.S. cents, and it's steady at 95.8 Australian and 51.9 British pence.